Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is April 26th, 2025, and here are our top stories. Apple AI Insights, AI Phishing Risks, AGI Concerns, AI Workforce. Apple AI Insights. Apple has introduced AI-generated summaries of user reviews in the App Store with the release of iOS 18.4. A recent blog post sheds light on the intricate process behind this feature, designed to give users a quicker insight into what others are saying about an app. The process involves a multi-layered system using large language models to produce useful summaries between 100 and 300 characters. Initially, all reviews are filtered to remove spam, insults, and fraudulent content. A fine-tuned language model then extracts the key points of each review. Subsequent models categorize these points into themes, select the most relevant ones, and finally, another AI model crafts the summary in Apple's distinctive style. Apple views this approach as a blueprint for similar applications handling large volumes of user feedback. AI phishing risks. A new tool has emerged, enabling the automatic cloning of any website by simply entering its URL, posing a fresh challenge in the cybersecurity landscape. This phishing toolkit is surprisingly user-friendly, even for those without technical expertise, allowing individuals to intercept passwords and personal data with ease. Enhanced with AI capabilities, the tool can instantly translate these fake sites into the target country's language, or create convincing input fields to harvest sensitive information like addresses and passwords. Criminals pay a monthly fee for access to a suite of tools designed to facilitate data breaches, following a business model akin to software as a service, SaaS. Earlier versions relied on pre-made templates for popular sites like Google or Facebook. However, the latest version, Darkula V3, elevates this by allowing users to input any URL, subsequently collecting all necessary elements such as images, fonts, and colors to recreate an editable clone. This advancement means attacks can be more targeted, focusing on specific groups. Victims are mainly identified through smishing, involving mass phishing messages that impersonate entities like delivery services, banks, or government agencies. These schemes aren't limited to traditional SMS, but also extend to rich communication services, RCS, and iMessage on Apple devices. AGI concerns. Demis Hassabis, CEO of Google DeepMind, has shared a thought-provoking prediction. AI could achieve human-like intelligence within the next 5 to 10 years, targeting 2035. This development suggests machines might soon be able to think and reason as humans do. In his conversations with major publications, Hassabis highlighted the world's lack of preparation for this shift and underscored the critical need for global cooperation. Despite acknowledging the existential risks, he envisions AI as a powerful ally in healthcare, potentially ending diseases within a decade. Hassabis advocates for a global research hub and oversight body to safely guide AGI's evolution. AI workforce. In Microsoft's latest Work Trend Index report, the future of work is painted as a collaboration between humans and AI. In this vision, every employee will have an AI assistant to boost everyday productivity. As AI coworkers join project teams, they'll handle specialized tasks like research and content creation. Humans will then transition into managerial roles, directing these AI agents to execute strategies. OpenAI's latest models, including the O3 and O4 Mini, already showcase this potential by autonomously processing complex queries and generating coherent outputs. This shift isn't about replacing humans, but using AI to focus on creativity and strategy, enhancing meaningful work. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.